Okay, let's try and prepare for Shavuos together through Torah Yud Aleph and a little bit Likutei Halachos on Torah Yud Aleph. Not obviously going to learn the entire Torah word for word. I'm just going to try and, bring out the Nikudas of the Torah and try and go through it thoroughly, but, not too thoroughly. So let's just start it off, okay? This is a Torah the Rebbe said over on Shavuos. Ani Hashem u'shmi u'chvoidi la'acher lo'etein u'sihilasi la'psilim. Okay, this is what the Torah is called, based on this pasuk in Yeshayim and Beis. The Rebbe explains at the end, Ani Hashem zichudi la. Bittul to Hashem being manig the world. Hashem is running the world in His way. We do absolutely nothing. We don't learn. We don't sleep. We don't eat. We don't daven. We don't have you read this. We don't do averus. Hashem is manig the whole entire world. Ani Hashem. Then there's something called Hushemi. Hashem created the world. There is a world. And Hushemi is Chuda Tata. The Bimisaki in the Malchus of the world. To know that Hashem is in the Bria. Okay, so let's just start off the Torah. Ki yesh yichud ilah, yichud tata. Hayinu shma Yisrael baruch shem kvod malchus al yoylem voed v'kol echad mi Yisrael. Tzorach shi yenase zois al yodo. Al yadei ze yachalava letfunas atorah la'amka. So the Rebbe starts off by saying, there's something, a little something called Yehudi love Yehuda Tata. Right? It's not a little something. It's bigger than the entire Bria. Every single Yehud is bigger than the Bria in its entirety. And there's something called Yehudi La, something called Yehuda Tata. It's a higher Yehud and a lower Yehud. And the Rebbe says, Ki Yesh, Yesh Etze. We're accustomed to thinking, Ein Etze. Just a regular dude. I'm definitely not involved in this Yehudim stuff. I'm not a Kabbalist. Not my thing. I'm a regular guy. I'm a Pashtus guy. Tmimus and Pshitus. And we hold up that flag high and we wave it. I have no kesher to Yehudim. Right? But the Rebbe is opposite of us. Opposite of our Seichel. Our Seichel is a Seichel of Atzvos. And Gaiva, and the Rebbe says, no. I'm going to teach you how to really live in the world. Yesh. Get it through your head. Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Al Yoylem Voed. Being a Yisrael, know that you're a Yid. Shema Yisrael. Know that Hashem is manning your life. Baruch Atah Hashem. Shaloya Soni Goy. You're not a guy who's living alone. Hashem is manning every single prat. Even when I'm doing nothing and I'm not involved in anything holy and I'm just filling up the gas in my car and making an egg, making a salad with tuna in it, it's all Yehudim. It's Yehudat Tata. We whisper it. It's a secret. But it's true. It's Yehudat Tata. And the Rebbe says, "Kol echad miYisrael tzarich shi'enasezo salyado." This needs to happen through every single person in Klal Yisrael. That's our Rebbe. Our Rebbe is not miyayish; doesn't give up on us. The Rebbe says, "No. Every single yid in Klal Yisrael tzarich shi'enasezo salyado yichuda ilav yichuda tato." The higher unification and the lower unification. The fact that it's happening through us means that Hashem is unified in the world through us. We are a walking yichud in the world. Sometimes it's yichud tata. We're less aware of it. It's less mavrik. It's less shiny. Sometimes it's yichud ilah. We feeling tveikis. Feeling ahavas Hashem, yiras Hashem. Your thoughts are so shiny. Right? Sometimes it's black and dark out. We don't really see what's going on. We just believe. I know there's Yehuda Tata happening. the gas in my car is going to bring me to a shul. I'm going to sit in a base knesses. I'm sitting in a base knesses. It's yichud atah. A person can come to actual thoughts of Torah, la'amka. Right? It says three levels. Tvunos ha-Torah la'amka. Tvunos is when a person just, he's hitting his head against the wall. Another thought. Meshivas nefesh. Another eitzah here. Another eitzah there. You don't have that clarity yet, but you have lots of different tvunos. Then you have ha-Torah. Now it's like this one big Torah in your head. You have a certain mahalach, a derech in your head of Torah. You can walk with an idea. You're walking with clarity. You know what to do. The Torah is Miloshen Moira. It's showing me how to live my life, and I know how to live my life. I know Hashem wants me. I know what I'm doing is Ratzon Hashem. And then once you have that, you're zoicha to la'amka. La'amka is the midas ha'racham of Hashem. Oymek ha'musug of recognizing so deeply why Hashem created the Bria. For me to be misakin every single prat in the Bria. Hashem loves me so much. That's why everything happens to me. So he wants menachas ruach from me, from this thing specifically. And we get to that through knowing that every single thing in our life is Yichudim. Everything that we're going through, it's Yichudim. Nothing stam. It's Yichudim. It's Nachas Ruach to Hashem. Yichudim is a lashon of Kabbalah. Chassidus Yichudim always meant Nachas Ruach. The Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim always would switch the word Yichudim to Nachas Ruach. It's the Nachas that Hashem gets from us. The Rebbe went a little stronger, and he went with Yehuda. He believes that we can believe in ourselves. However, Kimishu b'madrega pechusa hu adayin rachok mitvunas haTorah. So here the Rebbe spells out our problem in two words: madrega pechusa. What's madrega pechusa? Let me tell you. Madrega pechusa is you open up Lakuta Moran to Torah it off. And you read it, Ki yesh yichud eilav yichud etata. And you close the book. That's not for me. Yichudim. I'm a regular guy. I'm on a regular madriga. I'm on a madriga pchusa. A person who's mitbayesh a little bit, a little embarrassed of what he does, of who he is, of how he lives his life. Feels as if that he's not doing anything really. His day is not really a day. His Torah is not really Torah. He does it, sure. He does it. You have to do it. He doesn't want to feel like a weirdo, right? He needs to feel like a normal person, right? He needs to walk into the office and to everyone to see, there's a normal guy here. He needs to be a normal person. But it's Be'etzim, Madrega Pechusa. He doesn't understand the Yehudim that are Nasa Al Yodoy, from being in the world. And he's constantly beating himself up day and night for every single thing that he's doing. Right? It starts off like, I'm a regular tombstone. But then, Sof Kol Sof, we're alone with our thoughts. And those thoughts of Stamios, and those thoughts that are just plain regular thoughts, end up turning into a wave of self-deprecation, which Rav Nosson calls beating yourself up, and feeling heavy, feeling pain, not knowing who you really are, which is Shema Yisrael, right? And when that's not working out, don't worry. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed. And this Nasa Al Yado Kol Echad Mi Yisrael. So we're stuck in this Madriga Pechusa. So how do we get out of it? Now I'm going to start to speak outside a little bit. The Rebbe talks about it here. We get out of it by Diburim. Tzos HaDibur. Rakadayim Tzos HaDibur. Right, Diburim is our way to do tshuva. Right, the Dibur, when we start to believe in Diburim, Dibur Yisrael, we start to believe in our speech, our power of speech. Ah, saying Torah. Our Rebbe has advice for a Jew to say Dibure Torah, whether or not you understand it. It makes zero difference. Open up a book and say Torah. You speak Russian, open a Russian book. A book that was translated into Russian. You speak Turkish, okay? I'm sure there's Sfarim that were translated into Turkish. Right? And if you don't understand what you're reading, doesn't matter. Dibure Yisrael. Okay? But again, not just any Diburim. It has to be a Dibur HaMeir. Right? Which means a Dibur that's connected to Kvod Shemayim. A Dibur that's connected to Yehudim, where you recognize that I'm speaking a word from Olam Hazeh, and I'm Yachir Olam Hazeh to the Ribbono Shel Olam through my Dibur. My Dibur is incredibly Choshev, Dibur Torah, Dibur Tefillah, every word of his Boididus. Right? We have to do Tshuva and his Boididus. Every word of his Boididus can bring us back to the Metzius of Yehudi Lahan Yehuda Tata. So, we have to understand that this Madrega Pachusa is what's killing us. What's killing us. We don't believe in Diburim. And Memela, we don't believe that Nasa Al Yadcha Yehudi Lahan Yehuda Tata. And we're stuck in this place of being done ourselves the kaf choiva, of not knowing that we have nikudas tovos. We're stuck in this place of hefech haseichel, of not having tvunas ator la'amka. We have tvunas ha'atzvus la'amka, where we're learning the sugyas of atzvus. We know every single toisvus balpeh. Right? But instead, we have to go jump into Torah Yud Aleph and understand how to get out of this. So the Rabbi here brings the Gemara in Menachos, where Yoichani Umamre ask Moshe Rabbeinu, Tevin at a machnis la'aforim? Right, Moshe Rabbeinu performs the Nes of the Nochash, and these two magicians say to Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to bring Tevin into a forum, right? You want to bring magic into the place where magic is at its finest, right? A forum was a place where there was the finest Tevin, the finest wheat, right? V'heishiv lahem omrei anoshe lamasa yarka yarka shekul. Moshe Rabbeinu said that the world says Lamosa Yarka, a place of vegetables, Yarka Shakul, vegetables are valued. Right? That's where people really understand the value of vegetables. That's why you bring them there. So the Rebbe explains this Gemara. Tevin ze bechinas tevuna. Right? Kemoshikosa of tevuna in Serecha. Shehime vinu shemoshe roitz lahachnas tevuna satur b'Yisrael. Alkin shalu ki bizmanshe Yisrael oisin ritzoyne shal makom hemishum la offer. Right? You want to give seichel to these incredibly low people in Mitzrayim, people who aren't ois in ritzona shel makom, people who convince themselves that they're not wanted by their bonus olam, who are living with Astara, and which leads them to even far greater problems. Alkin Shaluki Bismanchin Israel Oisin Ritzosh Mokim Mishum La Offer Mechim Lachavim Majorga Voil Tfuna Satora, Vizet Tevin Lashon Tfuna, Tfuna Satora at the Machs La Forums, Bukinis Offer, Hainu Majorga Plusa. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to be Machnis Tfuna Majorga Plusa? Heshav Lahem. Right, the tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't give up on us. We have a Rebbe. The Rebbe teaches us how to live life. It's called Imre Enoshe. say Dibure Torah Utfila. Despite this, it doesn't matter if you're Bekatnas. It doesn't matter. There are no prerequisites here. Okay? Pick up a book, put it down, and learn it. Okay, but it has to be L'mosa Yarka. Right? L'mosa Yarka, meaning to say your Dibur has to be Meir L'mekoy Mishitzarech L'asas Tshuva. Meaning, it has to be in a way where you're saying Diburim, and you know your Diburim are being misakin. You know your Diburim are being Megalek V'chamayim. Right? L'mosa Yarka. Yarka is a Lashon of Tshuva. The Medrash says, V'yarek es chanichav, v'yarekim b'parsha shoiftim. The Medrash proves, the Rebbe proves to this Medrash that Yarka is a Lashon of Tshuva. Right? So, here we have the general Eitzah of Toriyat Aleph. Right? We have the general Binyan of Toriyat Aleph. And then it takes us Midarga El Darga and how to live with this. General idea, we have to live with Yichud Eilo and Yichud Tato and understand more what that is. However, we fall to Madriga Plusa. How do we get out of Madriga Plusa? A Dibur. But not just any Stam Dibur. A Dibur, that's a Dibur of Tshuva. A Dibur that brings us right in front of Hashem. Right? How many times in the Kutim Ran does the Rebbe say, to make an Anocha, to make a groan, to some type of exhale. Right? Again, but that exhale without it being an exhale of tshuva, meaning to say an anocha where you know your poil, rachme Hashem, and that Hashem reveals himself in your anocha and through your anocha. Without that, right, then you're just in this building in Manhattan with people who are working 18 hours a day and doing plenty of anachas. Yeah, but it's not really what the Rebbe is talking about. The Rebbe is talking about a Imre Noshi L'mosa Yarka, right? We have to say words L'mosa Yarka to the place of tshuva, right? Plug into ways, right? L'mosa Yarka. We plug into ways Ramallah, you know? Iran, someplace where our Dibur is, right? We say Torah and we end up crying that our Torah was Shvach. And we go to Davin and either we, you know, just pretend that we're davening and sort of just hope it ends like really quickly and we run and just sort of get it out of our mind. Or we try to daven kavana and it doesn't go and we're broken from that. And that's because the Dibur, the Imre Noshe, is not L'mosa Yarka. It's avoided this also. We come out with more pain. Why? It's not L'mosa Yarka. It's not a Dibur of tshuva. It's not a Dibur that's revealing to me that right now I have to be miyachid my place to Hashem. That's the Yichud HaTata that I have to make right now. So that's the general formula of Toriyat Aleph. And the Rebbe continues. To be zoicha to this Dibur is by way of covered Hashem Bishlemus. Person needs the Dibur to be a Dibur of Kovod Hashem Bishlemus. That we get out of our own gaiva. She kvoidu la'ayin neged kvoid Hashem Yisborach al'idea nova v'katnus. Which essentially means to stop thinking about yourself and how you're doing and what's going on in your life and your shalom bias makes you sad, and your parnosa is making you sad because you're just thinking about yourself all day and all night, and your ruchnias and your Torah is making you sad. And we're not talking about that anova and that katnos. We're talking about anova and katnos of being mizbatal if Hashem, of knowing that Hashem is honored through you, and that exactly to the T, what's going on in your life is personally brought to you and sown by the Eibishter himself, and it's called Kvoid Hashem Bishlemus. That right now I am Bishlemus. Right now, my diburim are bishleimos. And my Torah is bishleimos. Right? And only in that way can I come back to the tevunas haTorah la'amka, where I'm thinking thoughts of Yehud Ilan, Yehud Tata. That I know Hashem is Nisiyachid in the world through my existence. Through my existence. And when I'm not involved in Kavod Hashem, and I'm just stuck in my own Kavod, in my own Gaiva, and I can't open my mouth, I can't do anything. I can't say Dibur Torah. It needs to be perfect. It needs to be, that Vart needs to be Mamish, a Shane of Vart, a Vart that everyone's going to hear and be like, wow, that's such a Vart. No. Say Torah. What if there's no people in the world? Who cares? We're only saying Torah to be Malik for the Hashem and Megalik for Shemayim in the world. Right, but when we're stuck in Kavod Atzmo and Gaiva, then there is no possible way out of this Madrega Shvela. You'll just return there in 2 seconds. And any time that you're not there, any time where you have convinced yourself you're not there and you're actually succeeding now, you are just preparing yourself for a lower Madrega Shvela. So the Rebbe continues that Kavod B'Shleimus, you know, Skimmel, is by way of the Ois Vav, that you draw onto the word Kvad, Kvedus, Kaved. Like it says, Kvad Peh. Right, where you can't speak, or your speech is impeded and broken and causing you to be in gullus and causing you to be rachok from Hashem. Essentially, kvedus, right? Immense heaviness, like 30 elephants are on your head. Tons and tons of zevel are piled on top of you. And we have to make sure that kaved turns into kavod, by bringing a vav into kaved. That vav, as the Gemara says, kol makom shenemar vav hu moisif, toisefes kedusha. Right? Our job is to recognize that we add something to the world. I was created and I add something into the world. I bring something to the table here. I am chashuv. I am special. I am wanted by Hashem. I am moisif. Adarabba, right? All of a kvedus, every ounce of kvedus that we go through, the agmas nefesh that we're feeling right now, is just an opportunity to be miyachid another chelik of the briyat Hashem, another chelik of kvedus, meaning to say, to be mahapich kaved lekavod, to kavod Hashem. And in that way, you're adding kedusha into the world, into the olam hatachton and olam elyon, yichud tatan, yichud ilah, to olam asalyonim, which is what the Rebbe calls shmir sabris. Shmir sabris. K'mayim chachmin azuchin l'roch, kol makom shat amoytze keder erva, to amoytze kedusha. The Moitzei Kedusha. Right? Shmir Sabris means that a person understands that he has to be Yoyred into Olam Hazeh. That's Shmir Sabris. A person knows, I have to go down into things in the world. I have to be a person who's normal and eating and sleeping and trying to be married. Because in that way, that's the only way I can be miyached the bria to the Ribono Shel Olam. Oh, so how do I know I not fall? Okay, there's a geder erva. Geder erva means that I know that in every single thing that I'm being involved in, there's a tipa of ra there. There's ra in everything. Right? Everything is urav and mixed toy vira. Once I'm aware of that, then I can start to be marchiv and start to expand my geder erva and start to enter into the world even more with less fear and less worry about falling. the more I'm aware that there's ra and everything. Oyev Hashem sinu ra, meaning to say, Oyev Hashem are yoyred so much to the point where they know there's ra in every single thing in the Bria. Once you do that, it's so easy. You just flick away the ra and everything. You give it a little clap. And now you're mizdabik to the tov and everything, to the yichuda and everything. And you're oile. You go up in the tov. And now you're up in tefunas tov la'amka. Machshavos tovos. Hashem, you iti. I just served you with something in oile mazeh. L'maisa. L'maisa. And there's no projector here projecting what I'm doing to my friends and family. I am in it for kvod Hashem. No one sees what I'm doing. This is not an honorable avoda. I'm not going to be written up in any newspapers or mishpacha magazines or on the cover of Ami. I'm doing this kvod Hashem bishlemus. I'm adding into kedusha into the world. L'kvod Hashem. And this is the shame. Valkin bris mechuna b'shem Shakai, Shem Hakadosh Shin Dalad Yud. Kmo shekosev ani kel Shakai prey urvei. Ki Shakai hu bechina sheish dai belakusi lechol b'ria. Person says, "Dai li, I'm fine. I'm happy with what I have. Beruchnius. I'm happy with what I have. Begashmius. I'm not mitbalbel. I'm not mitbalbel." Right? I'm Moisif Kedusha in what I have right now. I don't need to be Moisif other things. That's already Pigama Bris when what I have right now is not good. Right? But when I see that what I have is Daily, die, enough. I'm good with what I have. And then I could be Yoyrid into what I have. To be Miyachet Hashem. Every plate in my home, everything that I eat. My table, like the Baal Shem Tov says, when a person's eating, he's sitting on nishamos and eating nishamos, right? Or miyachid everything to the Ribono Shel Olam. Right? Ois Dalid, the Rebbe starts off, or hazeh, right? Or hachuva that we're trying to get to through our diburim. So Rabbi here brings out that the Vav of Kovod is this soid, the secret of the Tal Oiris. He explains in the parentheses, secret of Shem. Ma HaKodesh, Ma HaKodesh, Shem Ma of Shem Havaya of Hashem, but Miloy Alfin. The Yud He and the Vav, ends at the Vav, spells out is Begach is Saris Begamachia Tal. Okay, and the second hey, which is Malchus, is also Hey Aleph because it's Miloy Alephin. And that's the Vav of Kovoid, meaning to say the Tikkun HaMalchus. Okay. The or that we're looking for is the or of Tal Oiris, the Ria Kodesh says. Tal Oiris is the or of Shabbos Kodesh. We say, Mizmor Shir Liyoyim HaShabbos. Toiv Lohoidus Lashem. Toiv Lohoidus is Rosh Hashanah's Tal. It's the or of Shabbos Kodesh. The Tal Tchia, the or of Tchias HaMesim, where you wake up and we see that Guf is cool or Kodesh. The Gilo of Chasadim, where you know Hashem is Mali Chesed, Mali Ahava, Shabbos. And the Tal Oiris, we say about the Tal Oiris, Hein Kol Eile Yifol El Pa'amayim Sholosh Im Gover. It's brought down in the Zohar Kodesh. Pa'amayim Shalosh means to say it's the first three letters of the Shem Havaya. So Pa'amayim Shalosh Im Gover, Gover is Bechinas Bris, right? To be a Gever. To be a Gever. Ani Gever. I'm not weak, I'm not Madriga Pchusa, I'm a Gever. I'm you, Miachid Echudim. Right? V'al Shem Zenikra Bris Boyaz. Right? In the Tikkun Zohar it says that Bris is called Boyaz. Boyaz is the lashon of boy oz, Azus, strength. Gvura, bo tukva, toikif, and strength. And that's the bris is called Boyaz. Right, again, just to summarize, because the vav of kavod is the talhiris. The Rebbe says here, no, it's dalid. And we said the vav is kedushas habris, and the pamayim sholosh is the talhiris, right, which is the vav. So therefore, we see that, right, the ikur is right boyoz, which is Pamayim Sholosh Im Gover, which is as Boyaz is Tikkun HaBris. A person has the Azus to say, I'm a Shema Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. I heard from Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm a Yid, I'm Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is Machnes Tevin Laforim. Even I'm a Madriga Pchusa, I'm here that I'm a Yisrael. Bivadai, there's no doubt in my mind that through me is Yehudi La and Yehuda Tata. Person who's not Shoymer Abris, Mekalkel, Taliris, and he draws on himself a Mamshech al Atzmu, Ol HaParnasa, Ainu Tal Melachis. Right? He's Mamshech himself the Ol HaParnasa, Kavona of the Rebbe, meaning to say, not that we shouldn't work, but that Ol HaParnasa means you're doing something that you don't want to be doing. Right? You're doing something unpleasant. That's Ol HaParnasa. It's unpleasant. Right? Why is it unpleasant? Because you're in a Madriga Pusa, and you're a Bal Gaiva, and it's not Mechubad for you to be working. It's not Mechubad. No one's going to honor me right now for this, especially not Beruchnius. Right? Begashmius. Maybe if I'm Steve Jobs or something, or Elon Musk, I'll get some covered. Right? Rachmana Litzlan. Right, and Mekalkel, the Taliris, person falls into Ol HaParnasa, Tal Melachis. Kamuv Bazar Man Dezorik Piru Denahama Anias Rodof Abasre Kol Shekin Man Dezorik Piru Denamoicha. Zohar says that we get Ol HaParnasa, person who's Zorik Piru Denamoicha, he's not shoimer, he's not guarding every single crumb. A pirur is a crumb. He's not guarding every crumb of Yehudi La and Yehuda Tata. He thinks it has to be Bishleimus. I have to be Bishleimus. Kavod Atzmi has to be Bishleimus. Not Kavod Hashem has to be Bishleimus. Kavod Atzmi has to be Bishleimus. And therefore, every crumb, what's every crumb? It's not Bishleimus. It's not a full loaf. No, the Rebbe teaches the opposite. Every crumb, that's Kedusha. That's Tikkun HaBris, when you start to value every crumb of Avodas Hashem. So here the Rebbe goes into why it's called Boyaz, Vizeh Boyaz. Because it's really Shnei HaBechinus. Tikkun HaBris is Shnei Bechinus. It's two ways. Hainu Taliris and Lamites Melachus. Right? Ki Oz Im HaKoilol Shtei Pa'omim Tal. Because the Tal Oiris and Tal Melachus is us. Okay, well, there's an obvious question here, which is, didn't we just say that it's a kilkel of bris, but bo us was Tikkun HaBris, and us is Shtei Pa'amim Tal. So fine, Tal Oiris, I understand. But then there's the kilkel of the Tal Oiris, that's also part of Tikkun HaBris. And the Rebbe says, Cain, yes. Right? Yehuda Tata means even a person who's yoyred me'od, he's at the end of the earth, he's hanging on to the edge of China, and there he's mizchazek to be kor of Tashem. That's Tikkun HaBris. That is part of Tikkun HaBris. Ze mishkan shnei pa'amim, right? The Rebbe says, umisha shomer es briso, afal pishu oise lamates melachis, heim b'chines melechas ha-mishkan, heine mishkan b'vinyonei, Bechinas Lamites Oiris. Right? That's the Shtei Pamim Lamites. Person who's Mischaber to the Tzaddik, the Bris Sholim of Rabbeinu, living Ora Shabbos. Tzaddik is called Shabbos. He's meyer to us tal, oiris, ah, he's meyer to us sweetness, the sweet tal, tria. And he drops into our mouth sweetness. Hashem is manning the whole world, bashkacha shleima. Every single movement you make is just the Eibishter. Okay, fine, very nice, very nice. What about me? What about me? I'm poigim in my bris. No, if you're mischazik, afal pisha ois alamatas malachos, aim bibichinas melechas amishkan. Person who thinks he's a madriga plusa, who can't be misakin, who can't do tshuva, right? Like the Baal Shem Tov says in Keser Shem Tov. The ikr chet is when a person doesn't believe that after her tshuva is a tzad de gomer. A person doesn't believe in their tshuva, that's the ikr chet. Right? But a person who does is a person who shomer is brisa. And then he's boy oz. He has the takifus and the azus to know that, no, regardless, adarabba, I felt this mokum of kvedus and this pegam and this yerida to be miyachir a yichud chodosh tashem to mahapich the kaved to kavoid Hashem b'shleimus. Hashem is iti in this place. Hashem is with me in this place, and then I'm able to elevate more to the tal oiris to have machshavas kedoshes when I'm a kasher all of my little avoidus to the tzaddik. Then tvunois become tvunas atoira, and I start to get a real Derech in Lakuta Maran and Lakuta Lachos. I start to understand Gemaras. I understand how to live in the world. And then I have the Oimek, the Amkus, Yichud Ilah and Yichud Tata together, where I know the whole Bria was created for me to fix the Shvir Sakelim and to be Miyachid and to be Male everything to Yichud Ilah, to Bittul Tashem. Right, but a person who's stuck in a madriga plusa, that's bechinas lamed tes malkus. Bechinas arboim yakenu, like the pasuk says, arboim yakenu lo yosef. Right, bechinas pegama brish, bechinas toisafis. When it says lo yosef, right, that means there's no vav. Vav is moisef. Right, arboim yakenu is lamed tes malkus. The lo yosef means you're in a madriga plusa, a guy who says, I'm not moisef anything. What do you need me for? Right? He gets picked last at recess, right? You know, he's the rotten egg. I don't do anything. FedEx, right? He's lo mosif. Doesn't add anything. Our boy Mekenu v'lo Yosef. Chmona Litzlan, we're all stuck in that place. Thinking that we're not moisif anything, that our Torah is not moisif anything. Therefore, we can't learn. We don't learn. We don't want to learn. Learning is just makes us lachutz and makes us ba'atzus because I used to learn, right? I used to be in yeshiva. Now, what do I do all day? I work 16 hours a day. Okay, so you work 16 hours a day. We'll learn for 15 minutes in the middle of the day. Stop for 15 minutes. Ooh, but what does that do? It's nothing. No, it's yichud tata. You're nothing if you think it's nothing. You're an idiot. You're a balgaiva. Don't throw away peru in the moicha. Don't throw away peru in. Right? That's called anius. That's called being impoverished, living low. Okay, the Rebbe continues and brings this out in a few other ways. In Ozevav, he calls it halacha and kabbalah. Right? Halacha is a shtachavu. Sorry, halacha is hariu l'Hashem koila aretz, the Ari HaKadosh says. Yichud tata is every halacha that we keep is yichud tata. And it's not stam. What's yichud tata? Yichud tata is hariu l'Hashem koila aretz. Right? Right? Anyone who watched the World Cup, right? And saw Messi putting away goal after goal and the entire crowd just freaking out and yelling and screaming, hariu! Hariu the lashon of true of being meriah of this cheering, and that's any yid who's mekayim any little halacha, his tzitzis, his tefillin, an asher yatzer, a bracha. Hariu Hashem kol hearts, every single malach fills the entire stadium. Hariu Hashem kol haaretz, kol haaretz. Right? Like soccer. It's 11 people on each side. And the whole chiddush of scoring is that it's come out impossible to score. And when you score, it's like a nace that the ball went in. Because it's almost impossible. Right? Like a yid who falls and it's almost impossible he's going to get up. But that itself creates the entire chiddush of him getting up, of him being mischazik. And then there's the Yehudi love, Ishtachvu Lashem Bahadras Kodesh. Right? The Brisi love, Yosef HaTzadik, of Bittul Mamish, Bittul of Ishtachvu Lashem, Ishtachvaya of Kol Masha Over Elias Litoivos, completely on Hagas Hashem Litoivasi. Litoivasi. Brings to Zion, v'zebichin is rosin, v'rosin de rosin, b'chin is halacha, rosin who b'chin is halacha, v'rosin de rosin who b'chin is kabbalah. Right? Hold on, was that a mistake? No. Rosin who b'chin is halacha? A mistake? Maybe my Likutei Moran is wrong. Rosin is halacha? Rebbe, what are you talking about? Rosin is not rosin. Halacha is halacha. Halacha is not rosin. Don't mix tchumim here. What are you talking about? Halacha is halacha, rosin or rosin. No. Let's understand what the Rebbe is saying here. He did not make a mistake, but the Rebbe is trying to tell you, Reb Yehudi, wake up. Your simple kiyum of halacha is rosin, secrets, tikkunim that you cannot possibly fathom. Every single pe'ula that you do in the world is rosin, mamish, the secrets and the tikkunim that you cannot fathom. Everyone who goes to yeshiva, they go to visit a mekubal at some point. They don't want to go in there. They're afraid he's going to see their forehead, right, and start telling them all their averas and pegama bris, etc. Rabbeinu says, no, come to me. I know a different mekubal. Mekubal is Likutei Moran. Right, you go to a mekubal at 7 p.m., you walk in, he goes, oi, I can't look at you. Right? You walk out all broken, and you bump into the Rebbe. You bump into the Mekubal Amiti. And the Rebbe looks at your forehead, and he goes, ah, wow, I could see you have lots of tikkunim today. Whoa, your whole life, the whole day, your whole day was secrets, incredible, incredible secrets and tikkunim that you can't fathom. And that's what it means to not be in a Madriga Shvela. To have bo'oz, to listen to the Rebbe, even when we don't understand. So let's tie this all back into a halacha and Likutei Halachos that Reb Nosson taught, which connects to Shavuos in a very real way. Reb Nosson taught a halacha called Chovel Bechavera. It's in Choshen Mishpat, Beis, Chelek Beis, towards the end. Chovel b'chaveiro aleph, santori yod aleph. I'll try and say it b'kitzer. But in that halacha, Rav Nosson speaks about the iser haka'a. It's an iser to hit another Jew, Klal Yisrael. Okay, but the chiddush Likutei Halachos is that it's relevant 24/7, every halacha. So this halacha is only relevant if I'm with my roommate or something who I really want to beat up, and I work very hard to not beat up. So Rav Nosson, once again, what are you doing here? How is this relevant to me right now? So Rav Nosson explains, Yisra Ka is a person who is constantly beating himself up. Chovel bechavero. He's beating himself up. And our Ikri Yeshua comes from recognizing that fact, that we are over on the Isser, Akka, Yoimam Velaila. We beat ourselves up, we're Mivaza ourselves. Yoimam Velaila. Mivayesh and Mivaza ourselves. Yoimam Velaila. To be in a Madriga Shvela. We're Choyvel Bechavera. We're Maka in our mitzvahs. We're Maka in our Torah. We're Maka in our existence in the world. Kilu, what am I doing here? What am I adding? And the halachas are called Chovel Bechavero, and Rav Nosson explains a person who's choyvel b'chaviro, right? Chaviro, like the Gemara in Bava Basra says, in chaver ela talmud chacham, right? Chaver is the tzaddik, emes. Right? A person who's choyvel b'chaviro is beating up the tzaddik. The tzaddik is trying to teach you, chabibi, yei shichud ilam yichutatato, v'kol echad v'yisrael, tzarech shiyanase, zoyis al yado. And we just beat up the Rebbe. We beat up the Rebbe, and every eitzah, every piece of advice the Rebbe gives us, we turn it into this bitter, disgusting thing. Right? Because we're choyvel b'chaveira. We beat up the Rebbe. Chas v'shalom. Chmana litzlan. As opposed to the Kedusha, the Tzara Kedusha, is Yaakov chevel nachaloso. Ki chelek Hashem amo v'yaakov chevel nachaloso. A person knows that I'm attached on a string on this end of the world, and on the other end of the world, I'm shaking all the upper worlds with every single movement I make, every thought of emunah that I have, every word, every good word I say to a friend, every good word I say to my spouse and to my kids, every word of Torah and Tefillah is connected to a rope in this world that's shaking the upper world. And yeah, this Chelek Hashem Amo, where there's Bittelt and Yichud Ilah, and everything is Hashem. Hashem's manig, and I don't feel anything. I don't feel myself. I don't feel the floor. I just completely alakos. There's also when I fall, Yaakov chevel nachaloso, right? That every olive that I eat has a little string attached to it, and I see that when I eat it, I'm mesakin tikkunim. I'm fixing the world. Do I understand all the details? No, but I made a bracha. I was a kaima halacha. So let's bring this into Shavuos just a little bit here, where in Shavuos, a person gets a chavilah from Hashem Yisborach. We get a package from Hashem, chavilah. And a person's first instinct is to say, oy chaval. Anything that happens in a person's life, all he wants to do is say, oy chaval, chaval, chaval that this is happening to me. Chaval. No, no, no. Shavuos is rachmim gedoilim of Hashem. Shavuos, we start to understand, stop saying chaval. Right, that's the ikr chov b'chaveiro, is a person who says, chaval, oy, chaval my Torah, chaval my tefillah, chaval that I'm alive. Right? Right, we get the package from Hashem, the chavilah, and we send it back, return to sender. I don't want this package. No, no, no. This chavilah is a chevel nachloso. It's megala to us, kedushas Yisrael, kovod Yisrael. Not to be in a madriga shvela, to know that Hashem is honored through you. Ah, it's a chavilah. Wow, I know that on Shavuos I'm getting this package that's filled with diamonds that are billions and billions of dollars. Every mitzvah is schar l'netzach nitzachim. Wow, it's a chavilah. Wow. And at night, on Shavuos night, I say, tikkun l'al Shavuos, chavtal kishut kala, which is the imre enoshe, the dipurim, the amirais and the diburim of the tikkun l'al Shavuos, to get out of my madriga shvela, to know every word of my every word of the tikkun, right? Imre nashi l'mosa yarka. So not don't just say the tikkun, stop a few times in the middle of the tikkun and remember, mi yachid yichuda tatar right now. Hashem is nachas ruach for me right now. Right, and then we come to tefunas haTorah la'amko, which is in the morning, we get kabbalas haTorah. But not before we go to the mikvah of 30 minutes before Alois HaShachar, the mikvah of Shar Nun, which is Ishtachvul Hashem Bahadras Kodesh. Right, first we get the Kabbalah of the mikvah, Bittul, bowing into the mikvah, the Bittul Godel, to the Chavilah that Hashem gives me in my life, the Pekala in my life. Bizbatel Hashem, you're modding me, this is my Pekala. And it's cool, kol kula yichudim. And then I'm able to speak with Kavod Yisrael, where I know Magi Elai Kol HaKavod B'chol Dibur Shel Tefillah. Every Dibur of Tefillah, I deserve all the Kavod in the world. Cheer for me, yell for me. It's Miyach Dechudim, right? Which is the Akdamas on Shavuos. Akdamas on Shavuos is the Shevach of and the Kavod of Yisrael. Akdamas is the tefillah, this beautiful tefillah. The Rebbe loved Akdamas. Akdamas minana v'shusa. I don't remember the whole tune, but it's gorgeous. Rebbe praised the tune. And it's the Shevach of Klal Yisrael. We say Peloshen Targum, because this is our Iker Kovod, right? Like it says in Torah Yotes, Targum is the Bira Noiga, right? To be Mevar, the Ra from the Toiv in every single thing. That's the Iker Shevach and Kovod of Yisrael. And we see that there's Toiv in everything. Right? First we see there's Ra in everything. Fine, say there. I mean, you have to take away the Ra in everything. But then, Zoicha, to see there's Toiv in everything. To live with the Toiv, to taste the Toiv. Right, and now I'm finally getting the Chavilah Mechaveroi. Instead of Choyvel Bechaveroi, I'm getting the Chavilah Mechaveroi, Moshe Rabbeinu. My Rebbe goes up. Kabel, Aseres HaDibrois. Moshe Rabbeinu went up. Arboim Yoim. To be Mevatel, the Metzias of Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef. The Metzias of being the Isra Ka, a person who's beating himself up. Moshe Rabbeinu went up 40 days to get rid of that problem. Because now that there's Torah, everyone knows I'm Moisif. Right? Like Chazal say, Torah is Archon Vav, Virachvan Vav. Right? It's brought down in Torah Aleph, a few Torahs in the Kutta Maran. Torah's Bechim is Vav. Right? A person gets the Torah, he knows I'm Moisif, Mishali. My mitzvahs are Moisif. My mitzvahs add into the world. I'm a part of this incredible company that's consistently killing it and winning. Shema Yisrael, Malchus Tektusha. And then I'm ready to hear the Aseres HaDibros. Anoich Hashem Alekecha Zichudi La. To know Bein Hashem, Bein Alekim. Akol Anoichi, everything's Anoichi, everything's Letovasi. Lo Yelokim Acherim Zichud Tata. That we fight against anything that's a Metzias Acheres from Hashem. Right, the Gaiva. Fight against the Gaiva. V'loisisa Hashem Elokecha L'shav. It's also for a person to say that if you said a bracha, it's L'shav. It's nothing. No, L'chol Apachas Zichud Datata. Even if you had no Kavana, Zichud Datata. Then we get Shabbos. Yoimed Yehuda. Right? Kol Kula Yehudi La. Shabbos is all Yehudi La. Ah. Toiv Lohidus L'Hashem. Tal Oyeres on Shabbos. And then you get Kibud of Aim, your Mechabed, your Moichin, the Av Aim. You know all the Kvedas that happened from your parents birthing you into the world, into Olam Hazeh. It's just another opportunity to conquer another piece of the Bria, to connect it on this Chevel, Lamala. Every cup of tea that I make for my father is Avodas Hashem. The first side of the Luchas is the Beklolius Yehudi La. And again, second side, Yehuda Tata, Loi Sirtzach. Even though I have to work so hard not to murder, right? I have so many people I want to murder, right? Instead of Loi Sirtzach, which is Chovel B'Chaveiro, right? I decide not to murder myself, not to beat myself up all day. Or a person's Teva is Ritzicha, to be murderous of himself, Kahas. Right, we take the Sefer Torah and we stab ourselves. Right? We turn Torah into a weapon. And Shavuos, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Lo yisertzach, be merachim on yourself, be mesameach yourself, be mesameach yourself that you mashed netilas yadayim, be mesameach that you didn't kill anyone today, be merachim on every single nekuda toiva. Don't kill any nekuda toiva. Right, lo yisinof, sticking a bris." Loi signoiv, not to take other people avoid this, because I have my yichudim. Loi sanabrecha, eat sheker, right? Stop saying sheker, that Hashem isn't with you. And the ikr is loi sachmoiv, to know that every single thing, to believe that everything, all my money, all my parnasa, all my working, right? My bias, my children, every single thing is mullet, yichudim, v'tikunim. I'm not looking at any other person in the world because it's ikr choyvel b'chavero, where you look at your chavero and you immediately are mechabel yourself and beat yourself up. It's another pshat in choyvel b'chavero, Rav Nosson says. Eze yoifi. And then we hear Megillas Rus. Hear Megillas Rus. Mikilas Ros. Leidas Mashiach, Ros and Boyaz. It's just the Tikkun HaBris. Right? And even if you fell asleep before, if you fell asleep in the middle of Ros, don't get up like a Balgaiva, who beats yourself up immediately. Oy, lama, why did I fall asleep? Chaval. No, get up, start again. Right? The gilui, the tikkun habris of Boaz. Ay, ay, ay. Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to be magal at every single thing in your life. He's kol kulo yichudim and mole leikos. Everything that you're going through is just yichudim. And then you come to the ikker, the ma'ich lecholav on Shavuos, right? Gematria taloiris with the koilel. Right, and cholav is also mem yoim. Gematria mem yoim ma'ich lecholav. Vatal and metzias of Arbam Yakenu Yosef. You know that every single Dover Gashmi is Makusher to Chaveiro HaTzadik. Has a Chedel that's Makusher to the Tzadik, who's Malah from your Yehuda Tato to Yehudi Lo. Ayay. And this is what we say, Toiv Loides Hashem, Lezama Lashimcha Elyoin. Ayay. Shimcha Elyoin, Lahagid Baburka Chastecha, Zrusha Tevis, Chalov. And Munoscha Balelois. Right, that's the chalav and the chevel. Right, in the morning, it's revealed to me the yichud ilah that happened in all of my spheres. So Oymer was yichud atata, and now in Shavuos I realize it's all going up to yichud ilah, the incredible nachas ruach, the tikkunim that I made during spheres. So Oymer, and now I get the kabbalah satoira, the yedibros, seres adibros, and latest Mashiach, and the giloy of machli chalav, that through my emunoscha balelois. Of saying over the tikkun of Imri and Noshe and the tefillas of Shavuos. Now I'm able to moide, to be moide to Hashem on every single bit of gashmius in my life. Every bit of gashmius in my life. Shabbi Zoicha, to live Torah Aleph, to live Kfoid Hashem B'Shleimus, to know that through me is Yehud Eilo and Yehud Ato, to not return the Chavilah to the sender. To recognize that it's kol kulo yichudim, chaim tovim, l'sholem.